Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1, The Ticket. Snow on the ground, snow in the forecast. But spring training is, 3-4 weeks away?
Take me out to the ball game.
And there's nothing...
Can't wait.
Nothing that kind of gives you the sense that it's coming, like the Tiger Caravan, which started yesterday, going on around Metro Detroit today. And we are joined in studio by a couple of Tigers, one brand new, one a seasoned veteran coming off his first full rookie year, Spencer Turnbull and CJ Crone. Spencer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
And CJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
All right. So for people who are listening, they get the voices straight.
Yes.
That's CJ and that's Spencer.
Spencer has probably more of a southern accent because he grew up in Mississippi, went to the University of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
CJ
has a California accent.
Yeah, technically.
I grew up in California, well. Too. I don't think California has an accent, really, necessarily.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Everybody has accents.
No, California is more like a dialect, whatever. But, we don't really
have
an
mumbling.
Accent. Yeah, a lot of mumbling.
By the way, in my voluminous research, I did the splits. 3 plate appearances, CJ Crone against Spencer Turnbull. Do you remember what they were?
I remember he hit one about 200 miles an hour right at our left fielder at y'all's place. I do remember.
You do, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. So yes, he can try to answer this one.
I do remember 3 sliders in a row, and you might have struck out on those.
Yeah, he had
probably.
Three plate appearances, 1 strikeout, 1 walk, and then I guess the aforementioned flyout.
Take it.
I wouldn't call it a flyout. It was hit about as hard as you can ever hit a baseball.
Well, we'll call it. It all looked as an out on the scoreboard. That's the most important thing. I mean, first of all, how's it going? How's the offseason been for you, CJ? Obviously, signing with the Tigers around the holidays. What's the preparation been like for you? Have you enjoyed yourself, or are you already getting focused up for spring training?
Well, I had surgery right after the season, so it's been a lot more rehab than, I guess, enjoying my offseason for sure. But it's part of it. It's something that, 162 games kind of takes a toll on you, and a lot of guys have some issues coming off a long season, and it was something I just wanted to get right, something I wanted to kind of put behind me, and I've been hitting now for over a month, so I'm good to go, and I'm looking forward to getting out there for spring training.
Were you surprised? I mean, this is 2 years in a row, basically, where you've been – one, you were waived after hitting 30 home runs. Last year you had 25 home runs, and you're a free agent. Is it surprising, especially, with your success, that you haven't been able to get a long-time deal?
No, I mean, it is what it is, really. That's kind of just how I approach it. It's part of the game. It's people are going to make decisions that you, quite frankly, have no control over. And sometimes those decisions suck as an individual. But at the same time, it just creates more opportunity. And being able to sign here with Detroit, I'm super excited about that. And if those dominoes didn't fall in place, who knows where I'd be. So, no, I just take it in stride. And, yeah, I'm super excited.
Spencer, as you reflected on your first full rookie year last year, obviously you battled and there were some bruises along the way. You got off to a terrific start. And then obviously, the middle of the season, the numbers went up a little bit. The end result's not going to look very pretty on the back of a baseball card, but talk about kind of what you learned as you reflect on the 2019 season with the Tigers.
Man, I learned so many things. I think one of the biggest things that I learned though was just what it's like to go through a full season.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the toll that takes on your body and how, much extra preparation and work it takes to really keep yourself healthy during the season, and learning your routines and learning how to prepare for starts and learning what it takes to face a lineup 3 times and then face that same team again the next week, another couple times during the season. All that all that stuff you can't learn in the minor leagues. You have to experience here for an extended period of time to really get a grasp of that.
I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but you know, you played baseball your whole career, your whole life, and here you are in the major leagues for your first 4 years. So it's a dream come true. And there was a lot of losing last year. So I'm wondering how did that balance out? I mean, in a way you're living your dream, but you know, you play to win, you go out there to compete. So I guess what was life like for you that first full year?
Absolutely. I mean, you want to win. I mean, that's why you play this game. You play to win. But I mean, it was a dream come true. And I had some highlights that I'll remember forever during the season. I specifically playing in Atlanta just 2 days after my grandfather passed away. That was, and had all my family and a bunch of people there. Like that's a memory I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
But then also just some of the bumps and bruises along the way. And obviously the season didn't go the way we wanted it to. It definitely takes a toll on you, but you also have to get stronger and better through that. And you work on mental toughness, you work on perseverance. And all those things are going to benefit you later, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
How did Guardy as a manager get you guys through what was such a rough season?
I mean, he's awesome. I think he kept the mood as good as you can keep it when things are going poorly. Like he never seemed to really just lose it or anything like that. He got on us when we needed to be gotten on to, but. I think he did a great job of just keeping us together as a team.
We're joined in studio by Spencer Turnbull and CJ Krohn of the Tigers. If you have any questions, 248-539-9797, or you can text them in at 97136 and we can pass them along. CJ, you guys last year in Minnesota went through the kind of season I think Tiger fans are kind of keeping their fingers crossed for, and that not a lot of preseason prognosticators had the Twins doing much of anything. Certainly not winning, you know, doing what you guys were able to do. What was the feeling in spring training? What was the sense you guys had? And did it just kind of grow from there? And is that something that can grow here as well in your mind?
Yeah, I think so. I think last year going into spring training, they kind of did a roster overhaul. So it was a completely new team. And I kind of get that sense. I mean, I don't really know. This is my first day with Detroit,
right.
Technically.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the sense I get from talking to the guys, is that it's a whole new locker room. And sometimes a team needs that, quite frankly, and sometimes it's nice to see new faces, and it's nice to get out here a couple weeks before spring training to meet all your new teammates and kind of start forming those bonds that I think are necessary to be a good ball club. And so it's been good. It's still super early for
right.
me to even contribute on that end, but I'm super excited for the opportunity and to meet even more of the guys.
But I guess, is there kind of a belief that has to start? I mean, again, the Twins got out. Most people thought the Indians were going to win the division. You know, that's kind of their division to have. And then you guys just got off to a good start and just kept going and going and going and became one of the surprise teams in baseball.
Yeah, baseball's a really streaky game. It seems like if you can put together a few good weeks, it can turn into a good month. And then that good month can turn into a good half. And then next thing you know, you're in a playoff race. So I think getting off on the right foot's a big thing. I think the Tigers made some good additions to complement the young core that they already have here. And I always say that the veterans, we just come in to try to make those young core reach their potential. And they're the core of this team, the guys that have already been here. And me, Scopey, Austin, our goal is to come in and just try to be a contributor and just try to help those guys and try to help them make the next step. And that's really where the progress comes within an organization, and we're super excited for that opportunity.
When you decided to accept Detroit's offer, did the ballpark play into it at all? I mean, Castellanos, other people throughout the years, it's a joke and all the dimensions. You've hit okay here, so did that make a difference at all?
No, I'm a firm believer that if you play well, the park doesn't necessarily matter. Like you said, I think I've played pretty well at Comerica Park. I don't know my exact numbers or anything like that, but I've always felt comfortable in the box there.
877 OPS.
Wow, Stoney's doing some research.
He's got everything locked in over there. I better watch what I say. But I always enjoyed coming here, especially with the Twins last year. We played here three times. I never had an issue at this park, so I never even crossed my mind in my decision-making.
That's CJ Krohn, also Spencer Turnbull here. Spencer, you did an interview I read at the end of the season last year where you talked about everything you learned, and you alluded to that a couple moments ago, but you said kind of early on, I maybe didn't listen to people, I was a little bit too stubborn. Did something change and something happen? Talk about that process, and you started taking advice from other people.
Well, I started giving up a lot more runs, so I started listening a little bit more.
Simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, I dealt with some injuries and stuff here and there. So like just that kind of, that's its own process in itself. It just kind of makes you reevaluate kind of where you're at. But yeah, I mean, I think I learned a lot. I definitely started to listen more. I wouldn't call myself a great listener yet, but hopefully I will be this year.
Now, you led the American League in hit batsmen. Is that something you have to work on, or you like pitching inside and whatever happens, happens?
I'm a firm believer that if you happen to accidentally throw one inside and it might, you know, get a little too close, it's probably going to be all right.
You know, you mentioned injuries, and Stoney and I talk about this a lot. It is the great kind of balance to be a ball player, right? You got to play hurt. You got to show up every day. You got to fight through it. I mean, you mentioned the grind of 162 games, CJ. But then sometimes, are you doing yourself and your team a disservice? How does that internal debate go on, or with the training staff or the manager, I guess even with yourself, to decide it's better for me not to play than it is for me to play?
I think as a competitor, we're in the mindset of we're playing unless we're told not to. And unless something's broke or unless something's significantly torn, guys play.
Significantly torn. Yeah.
Minor tears, all right. But yeah. No, but there's guys that play through anything, and it's not our job to take ourselves out of any lineup. That's the training staff's job and the manager's job. And when our name's in the lineup, we're going to play to the best of our capabilities, which sometimes might not be the best when we're carrying something. But that's just what we do. Honestly, it's something that we always play through. And yeah, you kind of got to get that respect from your teammates, and it's just something that I guess happens.
Is that true for pitchers as well, Spencer? I mean, if the pitching coach or the manager ever comes out to the mound and asks if you're okay, is the answer always, I'm fine, I want to keep going? Or do you ever say, eh, I don't know, maybe I don't have it today, or maybe my arm's just tiring? Or
I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but every answer I've ever heard is, I'm good.
Don't take me out. All right, it's 8:13. We're going to take a quick break. If you have any phone calls or questions for Spencer or CJ Krohn, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Tomorrow in downtown Detroit from 10 until noon, there'll be 20 players, including CJ Krohn, who's here with us, and Spencer Turnbull, signing autographs at the M Den, the brand new M Den on Columbia, which is right next to the Fox Theater, and at the Hockey Town Cafe. So right nearby each other, 20 different Tigers signing autographs. Caputo and Dan Dickerson will be broadcasting live from the Hockey Town as well, Music Town broadcast studios from 10 until 2 as well. So head down there to meet and greet some Tiger players, chance to meet up to 20 of them. We're here in studio with CJ Krohn, newest Detroit Tiger, along with Spencer Turnbull, and taking your questions and comments, 248-539-9797. Now, one question I'm always fascinated to talk to players about is there a pitcher, give me two names, one pitcher who just for whatever reason you can't hit? He like, you know, when you walk into the batter's box, you got no shot.
Does he have those stats up also?
Yeah, right, Kirk? I don't know.
You got to give me the name.
No, don't pull them up.
Don't pull these ones up. And then conversely, is there a guy who just for whatever reason you've had great success against, you just feel good hitting against him, you feel comfortable? Are there names that come to mind?
Well, I'll answer the second question first, because that's a lot easier. I'm never really comfortable against any pitchers at this level. All guys are nasty. All guys can get you out with really any pitch. So I don't ever feel comfortable in there. Obviously, I'm confident in my abilities, but at the same time, and you have to respect anyone that's out there. They're big league pitchers for a reason. And to your first question, Chris Sale's one guy that pops up.
0 for 17.
You got that one.
Jeez,
right.
Locked and loaded.
What a jerk. Well, it's in there from my other one. I didn't have to do anything.
I bet Chris Sale can. I bet a lot of hitters might say that about Chris.
Yeah, yeah. He's got arms, legs, hips coming at you. It's definitely a tough at bat, as you can tell. And the second guy, I'm actually going to go back, but was Felix Hernandez when he was going really well with Seattle there. Just that little splitter changeup, whatever he calls it, at 88, it's just tough to hit it.
You went yard on him once, though.
One time.
Hey, still.
Yeah, but I those two off the top of my head are probably the two most difficult at-bats I've had.
And conversely, Spencer, a batter who when he walks in the batter's box, you're like, ugh. And another one who you, for whatever reason, have had decent success against that you can think of? It's okay to brag a little bit. No one's listening to this show.
I remember Jorge Soler the second half of the season. He was really tough out, and he took me deep about 550 to dead center in Detroit. And
wow.
That was the farthest balls I've ever seen hit.
Didn't he do that to all Tiger pitching last year? Didn't he? I feel like he was on
he
one
did
of
that
those.
To everybody.
Everybody.
He had like 50
yeah.
something. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah
he, wow. he was tough. And like, the first time I faced him, I didn't necessarily feel that way. But
yeah.
the time after that, I was like, wow, it's tough out.
And
guys, and Jason Kipnis was tough for me too. He really saw my sinker well.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to make an adjustment towards the end of the season, but that was one guy that, for whatever reason, just loved just crushing my two-seamer.
Speaking of guys who, like, with Tiger killers, you played with Nelson Cruz last year. As Tiger fans know, no matter what uniform, no matter what stadium, whether it was here or somewhere else, he would always hit home runs against the Tigers. Did he ever mention that when he come here? Oh, boy, I love this place. I love hitting off this team. And did they give you advice about when facing a team like that, when a player owns them?
I think Nelson owns pretty much everybody. It seems like I remember, I think he hit three home runs in two separate times in a 6-day span against the White Sox and somebody else. And that guy, he hits everybody. So I don't know if he won't give advice against every team in the division. So he goes about his business. He's a really hard worker. And he's just next level. He's probably the second best hitter I've ever seen behind Trouty. And, yeah, it's what he does in the box is pretty ridiculous.
We're talking with CJ Krohn and Spencer Turnbull of the Tigers. All right, we got some questions here from some of the fans. And yeah, I knew this would come up at some point, Stone. It's the topic du jour.
Oh, yes, of course.
In Major League Baseball. Spencer, as a pitcher, what things do you do to keep your signal signs from being stolen? I know you can't tell us specific things. But do you go into a game with this already determined, et cetera, or do circumstances change during the game? I'm not sure why this question came up.
We usually have an idea before going into the game, but then if there's ever a moment in the game where you feel like the other team might have some kind of an edge, you usually try to make it a lot harder for the other team to pick it up.
And is it something that you realize is happening or you anticipate happening?
Some of both. I mean, if you start getting just ambushed, you don't ever know for sure, but if you're suspicious, you're going to change it.
Okay.
As players, the whole Astros, Red Sox, obviously mostly the Astros, does it piss you off? Does it bother you that that's all people are talking about right now?
I think it deserves to be talked about for sure. It's probably the hottest topic in the baseball landscape right now, and it is what it is, I guess. They did some stuff that not any really other teams do, I don't think. So obviously, they got hit with whatever the commissioner's office felt was right, and I guess we kind of just move on from that.
Our reaction, obviously, is, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. When it came out, were you like, yeah, and we've kind of known about this for a while. I mean, was it spoken about in baseball circles and now it's become public?
Not necessarily. You don't really know what other teams are doing. I've been on three teams in three separate years, and I've never given or received a sign on any three of those teams. So kind of the narrative that every team does it, I think, is wrong.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying when it comes out that the Astros were doing it, did that surprise the baseball world or not surprise it all that much?
I wouldn't say it was terribly surprising.
Okay.
There's a reason some teams are good. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they do it.
You never heard any trash cans?
No, that's I didn't.
That's wild.
Really, I'm kind of locked in there, but yeah, no, I never. You never really know until I guess it all comes out what exactly is going on. But like I said, it is what it is, and we'll try to move on.
I mean, I don't want to dwell on this too much. I was just curious as a hitter because if you know a pitch is coming, that's a huge advantage, obviously. But at the same time, you just said I'm pretty locked in. When you're in a batter's box and you're facing Chris Sale or anybody who's, I would think listening for another can beating, I just think that would add another element to the process, which would actually, in a way, almost screw you up more than would help you concentrate on what you're trying to do.
I think you'd be fine. I think
okay.
I think it's something that if they do it early enough, especially if there's a camera zoomed in and you can have that sign right away, you have plenty of time to hear whatever you need to hear and kind of get back locked in. So, yeah.
All right. Ticket text question for you, CJ. Do you know where you, and you mentioned, what'd you call him, Scopey, Jonathan Scope?
Yeah.
Do you guys know where you're going to be in the lineup? Has Gardy expressed that with you at all or not?
No, probably, hopefully somewhere in it. that's all I care about. It's
somewhere near Miggy?
Somewhere, anywhere, honestly. Just getting those at-bats and doing whatever it takes to help the team. That's kind of what I expect.
You mentioned Trouty, as you called him. Obviously the best player in the game, probably. What's he like as a teammate?
He's one of the best. He's a really humble guy. He'll sign autographs for hours and hours, it seems like. He's just a really good dude on and off the field. And he gets a lot of stick, I guess, for not getting his name out there more. But that's really just kind of the guy he is. He likes to go under the radar. He likes to just get his work in, play baseball, and then go home to his family. He doesn't care about the fame. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. He's just a very humble, nice dude. And, yeah, he was a great teammate.
Are you looking forward to playing with Miggy?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I've heard nothing but good things. Obviously, playing against him, he tends to beat up on other teams. So kind of learn off him a little bit. We play the same position, so I'm sure I'll get a lot of good advice over there. And, yeah, I'm super pumped to meet him.
Spencer, how are you feeling physically going into, you know, the second full season?
I feel really good. I had a pretty different offseason plan in Nashville this offseason. So, like I said, I really like where I'm at. I feel great. It's probably the best I've felt in years coming into spring training.
When you say different, just in terms of the fitness or in terms of what, stretching, whatever, or a whole new regimen?
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
Just a new workout plan and new physical therapy, pre-rehab or whatever kind of stuff, all that kind of stuff. Just new nutrition, just everything. I've really tried to take a step up and see if I could do more.
Did you feel, I don't know, the right words, disrespect, but fans are just so salivating at seeing Casey Mize and Manning, the young guns, come up and say, you're only, what, 26, 27 years old. You're a young gun, too. You've been here. Do you feel disrespected at all? Or have you seen enough of those guys in the minors to say people should be excited?
I wouldn't say I feel disrespected. And those kids are really good. I said, I know Casey really well personally, and same with Matt. So I said, we're all excited to see them continue their progress, hopefully get here sooner rather than later. So hopefully things keep going well for them and see if they can help the team win.
So you have that Auburn versus Alabama thing with Casey?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that right now.
That's right. The Iron Bowl didn't go so well this year.
And CJ, your brother's in the bigs this year as well, or are we waiting to see where is he? What team's he with?
Yeah, he debuted with the D-backs last year.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool to see him get that jersey. Yeah, so he'll see where he's at. It's either going to be back in the big leagues or in AAA, but either way, he's super close to kind of making a name for himself, and it's been fun to watch.
But you have not played in a game against him yet?
He got called up in spring training one game,
okay.
D-backs versus Angels, and yeah, we got a picture with mom before the game. He had the jersey on, I had the jersey on, so she was pretty pumped about that, on her birthday nonetheless.
For people who don't know, your dad's a coach, so it's truly a baseball family.
Yeah, my cousin's Chad Muller, who's been around, former catcher, so mm-hmm. I guess it does kind of run the family for sure.
And awesome. We heard from one of your old teammates, right, on the ticket text.
Oh, yeah,
text.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that. CJ, welcome to Detroit from your former Arizona Rockets teammate, Eric Dawson.
Wow, that's a long time ago. I want to say that's middle school
travel
ball or something like that. Maybe even high school. I don't know. That's a blast from the past for sure. But what's up, Eric?
Yeah, well, you can come down to the ballpark and see CJ this year. All right, just a reminder, tomorrow from 10 to 12, CJ and Spencer will be downtown at the M-Den on Columbia, the brand new M-Den store, and also at the Hockey Town Cafe signing autographs. 20 Tiger players will be down there as part of the Tiger Caravan. And as we mentioned, Pat Caputo and Dan Dickerson will be broadcasting live at the Music Town. CJ, great to meet you. Thanks
for
coming
in.
Appreciate it. Welcome to Detroit. Spencer, good to see you. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Have a great spring. We'll see you guys back in Detroit in a couple months.
All right.
Thanks,
CJ
guys.
Crone,
appreciate
Spencer
it.
Turnbull joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.